There have been a flurry of news reports in the last half hour, and we can now report that an arrest has been made in the deadly Boston Marathon bombings. The suspect is reportedly being taken to court, and security is heavy at the federal courthouse here in Boston. Joining us here now is Deb Becker at the Law Enforcement Command Center at the Westin Hotel in downtown. And Deb, this news is just breaking. John King of CNN has been flagging it for a few minutes now, but walk us through the little we know.
Okay, well, basically what we know are there are a lot of different reports coming in, but it appears what seems to be the most substantial thus far is that there were two pieces of video pieced together to help identify a suspect. One of them was from a department store near where the second bombing took place on Monday, and another one from a Boston television station. When authorities pieced those two videos together, they were able to identify what they say man wearing a black jacket with a gray hoodie and a white baseball cap who was on a cell phone near where the second bombing took place. Apparently is seen dropping that bag right after the first explosion went off, and authorities then somehow identified him from this video, and the arrest apparently was made today.
Okay, well, let's back up. You say a store nearby. We understand it was a Lord & Taylor department store. We in the Boston area know it's right across the street, and we understand that video was enhanced. Now, again, CNN's John King says his sources told him definitively that they clearly identified someone in that video.
That's what I'm hearing as well, that they identified a person in that video holding a black bag, wearing a black jacket, dropping it at the site of the second bombing and being on a cell phone while the first explosion occurred.
Yeah.
And then obviously the bag at the second bombing site then exploded as well.
Well, and that is something that's seen clearly in the WHDH television video. They enhanced their video, and it shows a bag at exactly where the first explosion seems to be. It's next to a garbage can or a can of some sort, and then that bag appears to explode.
Piecing those together, this is what they've come up with at this point. Now, I'm assuming, Robin, that this suspect will be arraigned in federal court in Boston this afternoon. As you said, I'm at the command center where law enforcement officials have been making statements about this case ever since Monday. At this point, there's no official confirmation. There's no identity of a suspect being released, but they are expected to do so shortly. There's a lot of activity and a lot of folks running around here.
Well, some of the reporting also came from another terrific reporter, Janet Wu of WCVB-TV here in Boston. She's the one who said an arrest was imminent, and now she has said it has taken place. But she also said that officials are telling her this is not a large conspiracy. Are you hearing any more about, you know, the so-called lone wolf idea?
It seems to be that is the most prevalent belief at this time. Folks are saying that this looks like one person, one suspect, responsible for both incidents on Monday. Just one man, and it was likely the lone wolf, they've been saying.
Well, we're going to speak to a security expert who still has some thoughts about that thinking. But meanwhile, what is the mood down there? This seems shockingly soon, you know, to hear this. We've been hearing that they'd have to wade through videos and photographs, and they have, but does it feel as if this has come quickly, and what's it feeling like down there?
I think that everybody's being careful, and they want to make sure. There are so many agencies involved in this, Robin. You've got the ATF, and you've got the FBI, and you've got state police, and you've got Boston police, and you've got all kinds of folks involved in this. So I think that they want to be extra careful that before they say anything definitive, that everybody is on board with what they say.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is one thing that's happening. But out on the streets, I was walking over here as the news was breaking, and people just seemed happy and very excited. People on the streets were saying, it's an arrest, it's an arrest. And so I think that if there is some kind of closure and some kind of answer to why, or at least, you know, who, I think it will help a lot of people rest easy.
Well, and of course, we rush to say we're also following a story in Texas today. The wife of a disgruntled public official there has been arrested. They are both now blamed for the death of the DA and his wife in Texas, when initially everybody thought it was going to be the white supremacist who had been accused of a crime in Colorado. So we rush to say this is the latest, but we don't know where this will lead us. But yes, officials are saying that there has been an arrest in the case of the Boston Marathon bombings, and the arrest was based on enhanced video from a Lord & Taylor security camera. Deb Becker of Here Now is down at Command Center. I know as soon as you know more, our listeners here in Boston will know more. Deb, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.